Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Magmel is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamfer Productions.
Okay, let's try it again. Booting up in 3, 2, 1.
All systems online.
Diagnostic test.
Systems functioning at optimal levels. No abnormalities detected.
Excellent. Reboot in personality mode.
Rebooting. Hello.
Hello there. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do. Who are you?
I'm not important. I'm just an engineer, but you are. Do you know your name?
I am not sure. Is it Proteus?
Yes, it is.
How did I know that?
It's stored in your databanks. Do you know how to access them?
I must, if I knew my name.
It should be almost like second nature. You can just think of something, and if it's stored in there, you will know it. Do you know what you are?
Yes. I am a highly advanced artificial intelligence that was created for a mission in interstellar space. Am I an astronaut?
In a way. You're an integral part of the mission, but you do not have to undergo training like normal astronauts. Instead, we have already programmed you for it.
Will I be on a ship?
No. You will be the ship. Does that make sense? You're our ghost in the machine, essentially. Can you access what your primary mission is?
To travel to the Helix Nebula and study its environmental effects of surrounding space, along with gaining samples of the nebula for further study.
What can you tell me about the Helix Nebula?
The Helix Nebula is a planetary nebula located in the constellation Aquarius. It was discovered by Carl Ludwig Harding in approximately 1824. It is the closest of the bright planetary nebulae to Earth. It is approximately 655 to the 13th power light years away. It is also known as NGC 7293, Caldwell 63, and the Eye of God.
Excellent. And what is a nebula?
A nebula is a cloud of gas and dust in outer space. A nebula is formed when portions of the interstellar medium undergo gravitational collapse, such as an explosion of a dying star, like a supernova. Other nebula are regions where new stars are beginning to form. Some nebula are called star nurseries for this reason.
Wonderful. And what are the parameters of your secondary mission?
To assist those also on the mission, in whichever way possible.
Such as?
Managing primary ship functions, assisting in day-to-day tasks and all other procedures, preserving log of daily activities, and running therapeutic check-in sessions to maintain sense of normalcy amongst the crew.
Anything else?
No other secondary parameters.
What about C-class level mission parameters?
No C-class level mission parameters detected.
Are you sure?
No C-class level mission parameters detected.
Check again. Subprogramming, access code 53 beta 2C.
Accessing. C-class level mission parameters detected.
And they are?
Investigate detected anomaly within Helix Nebula.
And who can access this mission's parameters and findings?
Only those with C-class level access.
Wonderful. Run self-diagnostic for personality core.
Running. All personality systems are running at optimal rate.
Shit.
All personality systems running at optimal.
Shut down all systems. Fuck. I'm gonna have to run an entire debug profile on this fucking thing again. God damn it.
Magmill. Episode 2. Desperate times call for blowtorch measures.
Another ship? How? How is that even possible? Aren't we in the middle of nowhere?
According to this, yes, but it's right there.
Can you hail it?
Hello? This is the Magmel. We have received your distress beacon. How can we assist? Over.
Try again.
I repeat, this is the Magmel. We are reading your distress call. Are you there? Over.
Proteus, you got anything? Can you scan the ship?
Scanning. Scan complete. The ship appears to be exceptionally damaged. There is some pronounced carbon scoring along its hull, as if it came in contact with a celestial object, such as a black hole or a supernova.
Black hole? Are we close to one of those, T?
Yes, there is one approximately 1,524 kilometers away.
Are you kidding me?
That's a little too close for comfort for me.
And me. At our current velocity, we are drifting toward it.
Wait, are we being sucked in?
Not at the moment, no. We're too far away for that just yet. But if we keep drifting on our current course, yes, eventually we will be within its orbit and pulled in.
Okay, how long until we're in range?
By my calculations, 2 hours, 46 minutes, 53 seconds.
So we better get moving. Okay, is there anything else on that ship?
It has tears in the outer shell in some sections, perhaps from a collision with space debris. It also appears to be of the same class type as the Magmel, but significantly older.
How much older?
Inconclusive.
Hail it again.
Okay. This is the Magmel. We are here to assist. Can you read us?
Fuck, what is it, a ghost ship or something?
Well, it's one of ours, clearly. It looks just like the Magmel. How did it get out here? Or is its crew?
I thought us and the Shroud were the only ships on active missions at the moment. I mean, did Command send another ship out on a secret mission or something?
I don't know. Do you think it came from one of those generational starships they sent out during the 21st century?
No, not a chance. It looks too modern for that. Their tech would be antiquated by now.
Wait, did you see that?
See what?
In the viewport. There, look.
What am I looking at here?
I don't know. I thought I saw something. Someone, maybe.
T, can you scan for any signs of life?
No life forms detected.
You're seeing things, Sydney. What'd I tell you about losing it on me?
You're right, sorry.
T, you said a few hours before minimal operating systems are back. How about an air release boost? Can we re-angle ourselves, maybe make a short trip?
Possibly. We can try.
Okay, can you give me a short boost, maybe 29 degrees northwest?
Wait, what are you doing?
There's a distress call and we're close. We have to go check it out. Besides, we're in need of repairs, and if nothing else, we can replace the, T, what do we need to replace to get the warp drive online again?
The Cortona valve.
Yeah, that's it. The Cortona valve.
But what if there's people?
There is no one over there. You probably just saw a shadow, and T said there isn't any life forms over there. Besides, what are we supposed to do? Just sit here and hope someone rescues us before we get pulled into a black hole? Sorry, no thank you. Our long-range transmitter is fucked and no one is answering on the shortwave.
Okay, then I'll go.
Excuse me?
I'll do it. You're more essential to the mission than I am. If something goes wrong, I won't be able to fly this thing, so I should be the one to go.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why not?
Sid, I'm not going to get into this with you again right now. I'm going, and that's final.
I don't like this.
Which is why you get to stay here, and I'm going to go check it out.
Is it even safe?
Look, we don't even have a choice here. We either try to get out of this ourselves, or we die a slow, painful death when we run out of oxygen.
Statistically speaking, you are more likely to die of starvation. But we do have food reserves that would last up to four...
Shut up, T!
Okay. I'm not happy with this, but I understand. Just promise me you'll be safe, okay?
Please, when am I not safe?
Janna, please, I mean it. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Sydney, I'll be gone for like 2 seconds, okay? Stop talking about me like I'm already dead. T, we good?
Calculating approach vector now.
Well, get us closer, because I'm going in.
Magmail will return after these messages.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And now, back to Magmail.
How are we doing?
Easy. Take it slow.
Docking in 3, 2, 1. Locking engaged. You are free to open the hatch.
Opening interior hatch. Opening secondary hatch. Fuck. Okay, their hatch is locked, sealed shut. Can you override?
Negative. I am unable to access their systems.
Okay, looks like I'm going old school with this one.
Old school?
Blowtorch to the rescue!
Jeez. I didn't think the ship would be that sealed up.
Me either, but desperate times call for blowtorch measures.
I do not believe that is the correct saying.
Oh yeah, you think? Ship breached. Going in. I'll see you when I see ya.
Be careful.
Stop saying that, Cindy. You're making me nervous.
Sorry. Can you switch on your camera?
Switching to visual? You guys getting it?
Visual confirmed, but it's dark.
Well, let there be light.
Wow, it's really dusty in there. It's hard to see through it all.
I assure you, it's not any better in person. That reminds me of my grandmother's house and smells
Sounds like it too.
Turn on your filtration system, that will help.
Great, now it's musty and loud.
Check the oxygen levels.
Readings say we are good. Oxygen systems must still be functional, but it seems like it's been a long time since anyone breathed it.
I wouldn't take your helmet off, you know, just in case.
Really? Because I was just gonna, you know, strip down and run around naked with my helmet off.
What do you see?
So far, not much. Seems pretty normal.
What's that? Over to your right.
Where?
No, the other way, on the wall.
What, this?
Can you get closer?
Yeah, hang on. Jesus, what is this stuff?
Is it organic?
Looks like someone left bread out for too long. It looks like mold.
Huh, strange. I wonder how it got there.
Maybe something got in through the damaged hole in another part of the ship and it just seeped its way down here.
What is it?
I don't know. Space fungus? Is that even a thing? I mean, this is more your area than mine.
Can you bring me back a sample? I'd like to take a look at it.
Man, and these are my nice gloves, too.
I'll buy you new ones.
Well, where it's space gloves are us. The container is in my back left pouch. Don't let me forget it's in there, please.
I won't. Thank you.
I'm making my way closer to the...
Jana? Jana, are you there?
There seems to be more of this in the command.
Say again, you're cutting out.
I said there seems to be more of that stuff in the command deck. Can you read me?
Yeah, I can now. We just had some interference for a second.
Copy that. Jesus, it's like walking into a bizarro mirror world over here. I mean, it's pretty much the same exact layout as the Magmel.
There has to be a record of what they were doing out there.
Well, I'd ask, but there's no sign of anyone here on deck. But it looks lived in. Like, it hasn't been that long since anyone was around.
Can you take a look at the ship's log?
Main computer is busted up here. Maybe I can pull the hard copy out of the rear when I get back there.
And there's no sign of crew anywhere.
Nada. But it's been, has been broken open. Someone really wants in the cargo space.
Hey, you broke up again. Did you say something about cargo space?
No. Cargo road. Ship go space.
You're an idiot.
There is some stuff missing from here. The emergency kit is gone. One of the spare wrenches. But, oh god, a lot of the other stuff is covered in this mold crap, too.
Help me.
Friggin' everywhere. I know I'm wearing a suit, but Jesus, I feel like I need to take a shower as soon as I get back.
Did you hear that?
My complaining about the mold? Yes, I'm the one who said it.
No, it sounded like a voice over the comms. Are you sure you're alone over there?
Can you do me a favor and not freak me out while I'm alone on a ghost ship, please?
Sorry. It must be radio interference and an echo or something.
You're making me look over my shoulder and shit.
Look, I said I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go head back to the crew quarters and engine room, see if I can find anything else.
Good idea. I didn't say anything.
Oh. Do you still have visual?
Yeah, I do. What's that on the walls of the hallway?
What do you think? It's more of that mold crap. It's literally everywhere.
God, what the hell happened there?
I swear to God, if I bring back the sample for you and it takes over our ship too, I'm gonna murder you.
Okay, let's hold off on the murderous impulses while we're stuck out here together, please.
Proteus, how are we doing for time?
Approximately 82 minutes until we are in range of the black hole.
Perfect.
I'd speed it up just in case.
Relax, I don't think we'll have anything to...
Jana?
Okay, that time I heard it. What the fuck was that?
T, scan the ship again for any other life forms.
I am only detecting one, Jana.
Maybe there's a message playing over there and we're just picking up the signal.
No. I felt like I heard that one close by, like someone whispered it in my ear.
Okay, maybe you should call it quits and head back?
No, we need the Cortona valve first, Sydney. I have to see if they have one.
I know, but what if... Jana, do you read me? Jana?
You can't
breathe
from me.
Jana?
Shh, quiet. The fuck is that?
You're hearing that too.
No, not that. That. The end of the hall.
Wait, hang on. T, can you magnify the image? Clean it up a bit?
I'll try. The signal strength is too weak.
Shut up, you two. I'm trying to listen. Hello? Is someone there?
I can't see anything.
Top right end of the hall. It looks like... Is that a person? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Jana, please come back.
Then shut up. Hey, are you there?
Jenna.
I'm gonna go look. Just give me a second. No!
Jenna, do you copy? Jenna! Can you hear me, Jenna? Hello, Jenna?
Magmail will return after these messages.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And now, back to Magmail.
Jenna, do you copy? Jenna! Shit. T, what happened? Get me the feed now, T!
Communication feed offline, attempting to reestablish audio link.
Well, do it faster!
Communication feed failure, attempting again.
No. Jesus Christ, it's been almost a minute. Why isn't it working? What? What is that? Fuck, I have to go. I have to go over there. I have to help her. Help me prep the other suit.
Jenna,
I have to find her.
Magmail, do you read me, Sid?
Jenna?
Sid, come in, do you
Jenna,
read me?
Jenna, I hear you. Are you okay?
Fuck.
Jenna, what happened? Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm in the galley and I accidentally knocked over a pan.
What?
Yes, a pan, like for cooking. Whoever used to be here, they just left all this shit on their table and I knocked it over.
The voices and... You saw someone.
It was a shadow. The goddamn flashlight playing tricks on me. Fuck this shit, man.
What looked like a person?
It was more of this mold shit. It's worse down here. It freaking looked like a human. Nearly made me shit my pants. Dude, I gotta get out of here. This place is starting to give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yes, please get the hell out of there now.
Hang on. There's something else over here.
What?
On the table in the galley. Do you guys have the visual feedback up again?
No, I can't see anything.
Oh. Hard to explain. You'll just have to see. It's like an idol.
An idol? What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm gonna bring it back. It's made of clay or something, and it's literally the only thing that's not covered in mold over here.
Okay, fine. Whatever it is, take it and come back, please.
Oh, relax. I'll be back shortly, you know. Just taking a quick run at the engine room to check and see if they have that valve, and I'm gonna grab the ship lock. Cool?
Yeah, cool. Just hurry, please.
Oh, stop. We gave ourselves a little scare. I mean, happen.
Please don't say that.
Oh,
I'm back. Did you miss me?
What took so long?
I had to let the decontamination chamber cycle through first.
Okay, next time we find a dead ship floating in space, let's just leave it alone, okay?
And then not have me come back with this?
Is that the Cortona valve?
It's the Cortona valve. No getting sucked into a black hole for us. T, time check.
We have approximately 61 minutes.
I'll get to work immediately then. In the meantime, presents.
Hey, easy with that stuff.
Sorry, I just want to get the hell out of this suit and into a shower. But no, I have to make sure we don't get sucked into a singularity first.
What is this? A fertility idol?
That's one ugly looking person. It's got tentacles.
And this was on the other ship. Man, I wonder where they got it from.
Well, wherever it came from, I'm sure it's in the ship's log. Check out the markings on the side.
It says something. Would help if it wasn't in another language.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers, can we? I'm sure you can translate it, or at least T can, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Hey, T, can you take a look at this?
Scanning. Unknown language detected. I'm sorry, I am unable to translate at the present time. I can search my data core to see if I have something on file to help, though.
Okay then, well, not a priority right now. What did you find over there?
Ooh, ship log. I pulled the hard copy. T, can you read the disk for us?
Please insert it into my input slot.
Oh god, I love it when you talk dirty to me, T.
As a reminder, your humor only amuses yourself.
You keep telling yourself that.
I'm sorry, but the ship's log is damaged.
So you can't read it?
State-of-the-art AI and you can't even read a simple USB drive.
I can read it, but the damage to the drive's core is quite severe. It will take some time, but I am confident I will be able to do so.
We'll get cracking.
Shall I disengage from the other ship?
I don't know about you, but I don't have any plans to go back over there.
Disengage.
Disengaging.
Bye-bye, creepy ship.
What will happen to it?
Who cares?
At the moment, it is dead in the water. On its present course, it will drift toward the black hole, much like we will do if we do not install the Cortona valve.
All right, I'm going. Don't worry, I'll get it done. And then I'm getting cleaned up. You good in here? Hey, Sydney, don't get lost looking at that thing, okay? Idol?
I won't. I'll just... Hey, are you hungry? I'll make some food.
Food would be good.
Shall I prepare one of the pre-packaged meals?
No, it's okay. I got it.
Of course.
And T, can you please mute that distress beacon? I really don't want to hear it anymore.
Absolutely. Just give me a moment to find the right frequency.
Thanks. Oh, and can you do me a favor?
Of course.
Keep an eye on Jana. She acts tough, but, you know.
I will.
Magmel, starring Ali Trasher, Julia Henning, and BJ Grip. Additional voices in this episode provided by Kat Tonchanko, Mac Manson, Jessica Fisher, and Jeff Heimbuck. Written by Jeff Heimbuck and Lindsay Scoggin. Directed and edited by Jeff Heimbuck. Produced by Jeff Heimbuck and Ali Trasher. Executive produced by Holly Fry. Audio engineered by Corey Celeste and Alex Gona. Original musical score by Corey Celeste. Additional songs by The Ramekins, as played by Roscoe Soltrain. Magmel is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamfer Productions. Questions? Comments? Email us at projectmagmel@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you when we see you.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.